Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen stand in the public square of the city of Illyria as Hercamine, the wise old counselor who saved Rev Peyton's life, mounts the gallows to be hung.
Mr. Kent, we've got to do something. They're going to hang him.
Easy, Jim.
What do you mean, easy? Look, they've got the rope around his neck. There isn't much time.
Don't worry. I've got a plan to save him.
Say, Dang, do you know that if you live to be 70 or over, chances are you'll spend at least 20 of those years asleep? Do you know that 7 out of those 20 years, or rather 70 years, will be spent walking and playing in sports? That 5 months of your life will be taken up in tying shoelaces? And 7 years going to the movies or theater? What's more, 1 whole year will be spent gabbing on the telephone. And furthermore, if you live to be 70, you'll probably spend 2.5 of those years eating and another 2.5 chewing gum. Well, now, how do you like that? Pretty strange, isn't it, to see our everyday doings boil down to cold mathematics. But one thing is good about cold mathematics. It helps us to see things clearly. After all, if you spend 20 years sleeping, just to give an example, you'll want to make sure you get the most out of the rest of the time when you're awake. And one way to make that part of your life the best possible is to have good friends. You know, too many of us take our friends for granted or just don't bother taking the time to make friends. Yet anyone who has ever had a real good pal can vouch for the fact that there's no one better than a fellow or girl who'll stick by you through thick and thin. The people who are lucky enough to have such friends are also smart enough to know that friendships can't be based on such unimportant things as the amount of money a fellow has, or the kind of house he lives in, or the church or synagogue he goes to, or where his folks came from. Instead, they make and keep good friends. How about all of us doing the same and having the time of our lives?
And now, the adventures of Superman! Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent, Rev Peyton, and Jimmy Olsen, lost in a South American jungle, suddenly found themselves surrounded by a tribe of native headhunters. Fortunately, the chief of the tribe recognized Rev Peyton as the girl who had, on a number of occasions, visited his tribe when the gates in the lost land of Illyria were thrown open. Because of that, he accepted Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen as friends and promised to help them reach Illyria. Leaving Rev Peyton to rest with the tribe, Jimmy and Kent started for Illyria with a native guide. There, at the great wall of the city, Kent, under cover of darkness, making use of Superman's amazing strength, punched a hole through the foot-thick stone, and he and Jimmy crawled into the city. Hurrying to the house of Hercamine, Rev Peyton's friend, they learned to their horror that the aged counselor had been condemned to death by France, Grand Master of Illyria, and was to be executed within the hour. And as we join them now, they are standing outside Hercamine's house in the gray light of dawn, uncertain as to what to do. Listen.
Looks as if we're at a dead end again, Mr. Kent.
We'll figure something out, Jim.
Yeah, sure. But what? We don't even know where Hercamine is.
Well, then we just have to find out.
I guess we better look for a jail or something.
Well, remember, it won't be the same kind of jail we have in Metropolis. Illyria didn't have any criminals.
Yeah, that's right. Look, the sun's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, what a beautiful city.
Sure is.
Is that gold on the roofs of the buildings?
Looks like it. All right, we've got to be careful now that it's light, Jim.
I'll say. But what'll we do, hide?
No, we've got to find Hercamine.
Yeah, but how do we do that and keep from being seen?
We just have to duck down back streets.
Okay, when do we start?
Right this minute. Follow me.
Nobody around yet. Streets are empty.
It won't be for long. I hear voices.
I don't.
Around that corner, I think.
I hear them now.
Stick close to the wall.
Good thing that most of these houses jut out. They kind of keep us in the shadow.
Quiet, Jim. Don't move. It's Someone's coming.
Now hear the news?
That Herkimer dies within the hour. Nay, there has been a change. Before Herkimer is put to death, France has decreed he is to face the council to confess his crime.
But what crime has to do it, and why is Herkimer committed? It is beyond belief.
Did you hear that, Mr. Kent?
Yes.
What do we do?
Get going as fast as we can. Come on.
What are you twisting and turning for, Mr. Kent? You act as though you know where you're going, but...
Well, I don't exactly, but I'm following a hunch.
A hunch about what?
Oh, just a hunch, that's all, Jim.
Gosh, I wish we didn't have to race through these streets with our heads down. I'd like to see what Elyria looks like.
Don't slow down now, Jim. We're almost at the end of our trail. Here we are now, Jim.
What's this?
The palace. Franz lives there.
Oh, jeepers, are we...
Keep your voice down. Come on, we'll sneak in. Be very quiet.
Okay, you're the boss.
Hold it.
What's the matter?
Someone in the corridor up ahead. I hear their voices.
Probably some guard.
Could be. We'll trace the voices and find out what's going on. You with me, Jim?
Right behind you.
Good.
They sound closer now.
Yes, they're coming from that room over there with the double doors. It's the council chamber.
How do you know?
Never mind. Come on. The small room next to it is empty.
Shall I close the door behind us, Mr. Kent?
Yes, but quietly.
Okay.
Good. Now try not to make any noise, Jim.
Gosh, I hope nobody catches us in here. I don't like the feel of this place.
Relax. Now stand close to the wall. Put your ear against it. You can hear everything that's being said in the council chamber next door.
No kidding.
Try it.
I ask thee once again,
Helen.
And I offer thee to answer. Is the princess Red?
Who's that, Mr. Kent?
Must be Franz.
I have told thee, Franz. No words more concerning our beloved princess will cross my lips.
Well, since thou wilt not tell me, I will tell thee. The princess Red Satan lives.
Strange that thou shouldst know this. When supposedly thou hast no communication with the outside world.
He's a German, all right, Mr. Kent. Trying to talk like they do.
Quiet, Jim.
Continue to play out this farce, Franz. These people gathered in this room are no longer lovers of Elyria, but are rather plotters with thee against her. I hold their decisions in no more honor than thine.
Enough of thy stupid babbling, Huckleman. We are no longer interested in thee or thy theories, old man.
That I know, but forget not. There are others in Elyria who will rise up against thee and thy fellow traitors.
Where art thy friends, long beard? Talking on street corners, maybe, full of sorrow and dread? But they are soft! Soft! Too much peace and too much justice has made them soft.
Hear that, Jim?
Thou wilt live to see thy doom at their hands. Aye, they have forgotten how to fight, but attack what which they love, their freedom, they will learn again. They will rise, as men have always risen to defend freedom.
We shall see that people are rebellious now, but only in words. When thou art dead, they will think only of saving themselves from a like fate.
Would be worth my life to prove thee wrong, Franz. But thou art a coward at the base of thy heart. Thou wouldst not dare take the chance.
Good for you.
Thy tongue will choke in thy throat when it feels the tightening of the noose. God, lead this man to the public square.
Uh-oh.
And see that he be hanged immediately from the gallows I have built therein. And I myself shall follow to kick the stools from beneath his feet.
We gotta break in, Mr. Kent. We gotta save him.
No, Jim.
But they're gonna hang him, didn't you hear?
See, Jim, the people of Elyria must see that Franz really intends to go through with this execution. We can't stop it now.
But Mr. Kent, Herkimer might be dead before we can do anything.
Jim.
Please, please.
Pleading desperately, Jimmy attempts to convince Clark Kent to save Herkimer before it is too late. But Kent has another plan in mind, a desperate and daring plan. If it fails, well, we'll be back in a moment to find out. So keep listening.
June is busting out all over. Yes, boys and girls, the Goonie season is here. And most everybody forgives wacky doings, absent-mindedness, and acute lazitis when spring fever strikes. Wherever you look, grown-ups and kids alike are suffering from a severe attack of June. And they're easy to spot, too. For instance, here are some of the symptoms of spring fever. There's a heaviness of the hands that makes it virtually impossible to open a school book after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a sudden crick in the neck that makes it necessary to turn the head only towards the window when in school. Now, naturally, once having taken that position, the afflicted one gazes out of the aforementioned window, thus considerably irritating the teacher, who'd like all attention directed at her. But naturally, the crick in neck prevents this. Then there's a great deal of stiffness in the joints. And to treat this, most boys and girls run around a diamond, commonly referred to in medical journals as rounding the bases. This is found to be most helpful. And finally, spring fever brings along with it a feeling of good-natured friendliness towards everybody. Yes, even towards the character who lives down the block. And in this season, we feel particularly sorry for those people who aren't friendly, who hate without rhyme or reason, or who are scornful of others because of their race or religion. Because these people are missing out on the wonders of June and the pleasures of spring fever. They haven't the nature to appreciate them. So sniff that sweet air and pass the baseball, brothers. Spring is here.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen have made their way to the public square where Herkimer, the aged counselor of Illyria, is awaiting execution. Hiding behind a marble pillar away from the crowd, they stand watching the tense scene being acted out before them.
There's Herkimer now, Mr. Kent, going up the steps to the gallows.
Looks as though all Illyria is here.
Gosh, he doesn't seem to be the least bit afraid.
Herkimer is a wise old man, Jim. He's teaching his people a lesson.
Yeah, but that's no reason for us to let him die.
Take it easy, Jim.
Take it easy? Gee whiz, how can you say that when they've got him up on the stool already?
Wait a minute, Jim. Look. He's shaking his head. He doesn't want them to tie his hands behind him. The crowd's not even moving.
Not a single person's willing to take a chance on saving him. And we're cowards like all the rest.
Don't worry, Jim. I told you I had a plan.
I know you didn't, and I believe you. But gosh, Mr. Kent, when do you expect to do something about it? Look. They're putting the rope around his neck.
Wait here a minute, Jim.
Where are you going?
Just wait. Don't move from this spot. I'll be right back.
And where the watcher are?
Keep him, listen to guard.
Let me by, please.
If I'll move it from the spot.
Mr. Kent,
let me.
Francis is going to kick the stool out from under him.
Run, Jim, run. Head for the hole in the wall.
Discovered by a guard at the very moment he was planning to assume his true role of Superman and save Herkimer from death on the gallows, Clark Kent has seemingly waited too long. Now, how can he possibly make use of Superman's powers in full view of Jimmy and with a raised sword threatening them? And what of Herkimer, bare seconds from death? Gang, tomorrow's episode is tense and exciting, so don't miss it. Be sure to hear Chapter 16 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your Mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.